This morning we have special guests here who are gonna perform on Friday night in Adi Shakti, Regula Schwab and Lucien Dubois. Welcome to our studio and accompany with Kirtana, which is a known star, really, really known and good singer.
Thanks, Miriam.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's Lucien Dubuis, by the way.
I'm sorry, I'm not French.
No, no problem.
Dubuis. The title of the concert, actually, it's really ambitious, no? From Baroque to Future Rock, which is like taking like centuries of... Oh, what is the concept of that concert?
No, it's not so ambitious. It's just for fun, actually. But it's a joke between us because... I'm playing for a long time with a trio and people were always asking what is the style of that music. And one day a guy came to us. He was a bit drunk and he said, "I know what you're playing for music. It's future rock." And we adopted it. As Regula has studied Baroque music, it was like the encounter from Baroque to future rock. It's more...
You also studied the classical music, right?
No.
No?
Yes, I studied in her books, so I have just like looked in the violin solo books and stuff, and I tried to figure out how would it be to improvise around it, and so I'm interested in everything.
You play clarinet, right?
Bass clarinet, actually.
Bass clarinet, okay. Regular, how does a rock fit into Baroque style?
Very well.
Does
Baroque. No, not just the letters, but, well, growing up, I used to like Metallica. No, I still like it, and Rage Against the Machine and all this stuff. and always liked the classical music and playing the violin. And when I got into Baroque music, I discovered that they had this really rock, this very strong energy as well. Because you have when you play, say, a Baroque opera, you have like this, maybe a tragic, a very tragic aria, and then you have a hate aria, and then there's your battles, and you have to really... really get into it, and there you come to a place where you don't want to play it beautifully, but you want to play it in the emotion that it's supposed to represent, and that's where the rock, the dirt comes in, and if you listen to Baroque ensembles of these days, and there are many, many really nice ensembles out there, if it needs to be rock, they rock it. And I like it.
And for that reason, you chose Baroque viola?
It's actually the violin, it's not
the
viola.
Violin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is the difference between normal violin and Baroque violin?
The main difference, I would say, is that the strings, you don't use the modern synthetic strings with metal around it, but you use the gut strings made of sheep gut. Mm-hmm. And this gives a less direct... in-your-face sound, but more subtle, with a lot of harmonics and very rich sound, and a very warm sound, for my ears at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's not so metallic as the metal strings of modern violin.
And also I play without without shoulder rest and anything, just a naked violin on my collarbone, and it's
as we say, Carnatic style.
Like,
no?
You say, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't put it on my foot. I don't know how to do that yet. Like the way they played with the head on the foot. And I feel more free in this way of playing.
So. But you have a classical background, I believe. Yeah?
I do, yes.
And you are evolving out of that into a completely new form, which would be more rocky, I believe.
Yeah, it had been even before we met, it had been a while that I discovered that just playing written music is not satisfying enough. I wanted to improvise, and I'd already started to explore that.
How long do you guys already play together?
7 years.
That's quite a Mm-hmm. Period. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kirtana, you heard them already?
Oh yeah, we jammed yesterday.
You jam. Uh-huh. You were singing.
Yeah, I'm playing guitar now.
You're playing guitar.
Mm-hmm.
The acoustic one?
No, I've got a nice new electric Fender which I'm using.
And that fits in.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, we had a fun time jamming yesterday. And
how would you describe what they are playing?
Oh my, it's like nothing I've ever heard before, mm-hmm. in a very good way. So yeah, it's jazz meets classical with
rock.
Yeah, yeah, it definitely gives you that punch that you were talking about.
Sometimes music is actually hard to describe with words and to label it somehow. It's just a music, no?
Yeah, sure.
Mm. Absolutely.
Are you going to be playing with them tomorrow night?
I think we're doing two tunes together, yes.
Mm-hmm. So the compositions we're going to hear tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Adi Shakti Laboratory for Theater Art Research and on the road to Sedona Forest. Those are your original tunes? Lucien tunes?
Yes, we play mostly my compositions, mm-hmm. and also a baroque tune from Joseph Wilsmeyer, mm. very old tune.
17th century, I guess.
Yeah. But we improvise around it, like we do it in the jazz form, playing the head and then improvising around it and back.
And we're going to play one of Kirtana's songs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be total fusion, no?
It looks like it.
Oh, sometimes we call it, as when we do workshop, for example, we call it Game of Tones.
Uh-huh.
So that's okay. About it. It's a game and it's about tones and energy, of course.
The songs or tunes or however you name them, do they have like a message inside? I mean, like mm-hmm. a theme?
Yes.
Some songs can be, I don't know, reflection of the landscape, or they can be love songs or life, or I mean even the classical, they're always describing something, no? Or they're supposed to carry you in certain place.
Mm-hmm. I would say it's about joy.
Joy. Kirtana agrees.
Sure, it's uplifting, yes.
Okay, then it's more than that.
And there are two tunes, like Lucien, how many days are we here in India now?
Ten maybe.
Mm-hmm. And already when we were on the plane, he composed. He was sitting next to me. I need to take my pen and paper, and he composed a song. Mm. that we already performed in Bangalore, and we will also play it here, that was on the way to India, and there's another song he composed in Delhi, about the traffic in Delhi, that we will also play.
In 10 days you managed to compose two songs, and you had already how many concerts? One, two?
Two.
That is your first visit?
I was here already maybe 10 years ago, I don't know exactly. No. For a tour, but it was only 5 days, so very expeditive.
How are you connected with Adi Shakti?
There is this organization for cultural exchange from our country, from Switzerland. It's called Pro Helvetia, mm-hmm. and we're actually on a sort of musical exchange program for mm-hmm. 5 weeks, and. They have this fantastic team in Delhi who's putting all of this together for us, and they put us in contact with Kirtana.
Mm-hmm. That's how we came here. You're going to also visit Swanaburni Academy?
Yes, they have their workshop this afternoon at Swanaburni Academy, so we'll be going there.
So it's a really busy, hectic 5 weeks, I believe. It's like workshops. You said you're going to do also the workshops, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm. How about Auroville? Are you planning to do a workshop also maybe in Auroville?
Not planned actually.
So far, no one has suggested it, but if people would want to come and jam with us, we would be happy to do it.
On Saturday is the first Auroville Underground Music Festival with the new frequencies.
Oh.
Some kind of inspiring somewhere higher. And I think there are some free jams. Maybe you can also stop there if you have time.
Yeah, that sounds okay.
Sounds like an awesome
would
idea.
Would be nice. Yes.
Yeah. Would be nice. Since I think that your thing is also. As you said, nothing we heard before.
Yeah.
So it does fit in the category of searching for the new frequencies and new sounds.
And so it's like a very nice purpose for a music festival. I'm looking forward to discovering it.
So all I invited tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at Adi Shakti for Baroque to Future Rock.
A Kronflast.
With original announcement was with Regula and Lucien, but as we hear, also Kirtana will give us more joy. Baroque is joyful. So it's like, as you said, you are looking for joy from here to there and in between and further, right?
Absolutely.
Thanks.